Melissa Saligo.
Okay, good. Thank you. Is it hard to get adapted to a bunch of different settings every time you move to a different arena, Melissa?
Sometimes it is, but at least the gist of it is the same. But yeah, you just have to learn the little quirks of each arena, and it becomes pretty okay.
What do you think of the circuit you see here? How is the ice and everything else like that? Have you been around the complex since you've got here then?
Yeah, I've done a couple of walk-arounds. The complex is fantastic. The ice has been terrific. You know, the competition, the games have been awesome. So it's been a real successful week so far.
Is it a hard sport to call, curling?
It can be if it gets a little lopsided. But, you know, it's not like hockey where you follow the rock down. But if the game's close, it can be really exciting.
Yeah. I guess you have to know a lot about the curlers and about the sport, because I broadcast baseball. I've never tried curling, but I thought, I want to ask that lady how hard it is. But do you have a team that's feeding? I guess with computers now, you can get what you need fairly quickly, can you?
Yeah, and we'll do our research, obviously, once we know who's in the playoffs, and we'll find out as much information as we can. But yeah, once we have a computer here with all the stats and stuff that we'll need, and we should be okay.
Okay, just one more. Yeah, so people will be able to access this on a couple of different television stations then?
Yeah, so the TV station is Czech Sports, Czech News, and it'll also be on stream on our CurlBC YouTube channel as well as cbc.ca.
Good. Yeah. You and Jerry have worked together many times then?
We have, a few times, yeah. It's kind of fun working with this guy.
Just a quick word from you, Jerry. Ready for a few? How many games will you be doing about then?
I will be doing 4 games, 2 on Saturday and 2 on Sunday.
Okay, and as a team, what's it like working with Melissa then?
Oh, she's great. She's you never know what you're going to get. She keeps things light and funny, and that's exactly the way we want to have it. Putting a good product out there, but also making it fun for the audience to watch as well.
What do you see for curling in general as you go around the province? Does the sport look healthy then?
I think it is very healthy. We've got a really good program of juniors coming up. We've got some really elite athletes coming up advancing into the men's and ladies now from our junior programs. We've done very well at the Canadian junior level, so hopefully that continues and to get more people coming up into the sport competitively as well.
Just one more. I was 27 years in Penticton before coming here, and I saw Jim Cotter, and I talked to him last night, and he was the young guy then, and now he's the old guy now. It turns around very quickly.
It does too, yeah. You see that it's, you know, obviously like a Tyler Tardy team coming up has done so well in the juniors and that. So he'll probably be the next Jim Cotter coming up into the program for sure.
Thank you for your time. Thank you for coming to Cranbrook. They're all great ambassadors, aren't they? I noticed that with anybody we've interviewed.
Oh, yeah. They're so professional, you know, on and off the ice, and it's great. We're seeing our sport flourish, and I love it.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.